so lucky to have you by my side. The clouds all lit, the sky is blue, the world is big and wide. Walking through the morning mist to catch the early light, or listening to the crickets underneath the moonlit night. Some people search for meaning, but I see it so clear. Glad to be alive, and I am happy with you here. Constant as the stars above or the waves up on the shore. You come running when I call to play a game of cat. Rest your head up on my lap and get a little scratch. Some people search for meaning, but I see it so clear. Glad to be alive, and I am happy with you here.
Oh, you got that. Live from New Hampshire, it's the Dr. Catherine Albrecht Show. I am very glad to be alive and delighted to have you here. And in fact, I think we've got more women on this program today. This is February 3rd. We're talking about dogs and microchips. I think we have more freedom-loving women on this program than we have ever had on the boards at one time. In fact, Matt, our board operator, is probably wigging out. Let me just let you know who is on the line. We can only bring up three people at a time. But we've got Lori Ginsberg. She is the owner of Charlie Brown, a very courageous woman whose dog bled to death in her arms last week after receiving a mandatory microchip implant under Los Angeles County law. We also have Jeannie. She is the also equally courageous owner of a dog who developed a microchip-related cancer a couple of years back. That would be Leon. We also have Barbara Haywood on the line from My Dog Votes and DogPolitics.com as yet an additional guest. And then finally, we have both Sally, a breeder in Los Angeles, and Lisa listening on the internet in Austin, Texas. Can you imagine? I think that adds up to like six or seven women all in one place. You guys, get with the program, 1-800-259-9231. And without further ado, Lori, let me bring you back on the program. Are you still with us?
Sure am.
All right, terrific. Well, I'm amazed at the outpouring of support that we're receiving via email, and want to point out that you've also got an email address. If people would like to write to Lori, they can reach you at charliebrownmemorial@yahoo.com if you want to offer support, condolences, or maybe roll up your sleeves and volunteer with us. And I'd like to also bring up Jeannie on the line. Jeannie, you and Lori have an awful lot in common. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Catherine. Thanks for taking the call. First and foremost, I'd like to offer my condolences to Lori and Ed for the loss of Charlie Brown. I saw his photos, and I won't go into that too much because I'll probably get emotional on you. So what I would like to say is Lori made a very important comment, and she said of, you know, considering that not even having pets in the future because of the mandatory chipping. And, you know, that thought has crossed my mind, Catherine, but this is terrible that people who love animals would even consider for a moment not having animals due to the mandatory microchipping. And as you pointed out, also due to the threat of serving jail time because they refused to microchip their animal. I'd further like to say that that's rather ironic because on the one hand, the shelters say one of the reasons for chipping the animals is to have less animals in the shelter. In other words, to increase the chance of returning the animal to the owner if it's lost. But then if the animal lovers don't want to microchip the animals, they might not adopt an animal.
Well, I'm a case in point of that, Jeannie, because I guess I didn't get to finish my story in the first hour, but I went to adopt, well, first I went to the pet store, and not that I was going to buy a pet from a pet store, because I've heard that they often come from puppy mills, but just asking the question, is it possible to get a pet without a microchip? I was told no. And then I went to our local animal shelter in Nashua, New Hampshire, and after I got past the front door, which had a huge sign saying, these premises under constant 24-hour video surveillance and hidden surveillance cameras, I took a deep breath and I said, okay, well, I don't know what they think I'm going to do, but fine. And after getting through that and going in there, I was told that I would be unable to adopt a dog without a microchip implant. And so I walked away. I will buy a dog from a breeder and pay, I don't know, hundreds of dollars or even thousands of dollars in order to avoid that microchip when I could adopt a stray that's been picked up and is in desperate need of a home.
Well, that, yes, and that's why I wanted to bring up that point. But then what you said, Catherine, I think is so important, and this applies to Lori, to myself, to everybody, and where you said, you know, you have to turn that grief into positive action. And that's one of the reasons why I created a website for Leon, and as you know, have spent gosh knows how many hours compiling the data just to put that information out there, because there's so much that, you know, as Lori had mentioned, I think in the beginning, you know, she was unaware of a lot of the risks. And I think if she does have the time to go through some of the information on your website and on Leon's website, she'll be horrified to realize the huge ramifications, the privacy implications, additional health concerns, even religious concerns. And I know you're very aware of that, but I just want to, you know, reiterate that for
Jeannie,
anyone.
Jeannie, give us your website so listeners can find all the information you've put out there and compiled.
It's Noble, N-O-B-L-E, put a hyphen, Leon, L-E-O-N, .com.
NobleLeon.com. With a dash, Noble-Leon.
Noble-Dash, yes, you have to put a dash to separate the two words. Noble, put the dash, Leon, L-E-O-N, .com.
All right, and I'd like to go to those phone lines. We've got yet another woman on the line. Now we have Malia also listening in Austin, Texas. So let me see if we can one by one get through each of these lovely ladies waiting to weigh in. Sally, who's been holding patiently since the end of the break, you're on with Lori Ginsberg and Jeannie, the owner of Leon the Bulldog. Go right ahead.
Hi, Catherine. Oh, which one did you want to speak with?
Sally. Is that Sally? Okay,
yeah.
Terrific. Go right ahead.
Catherine, I just wanted to thank you and all the other women on the line and in the universe that are warriors of the Most High God that will prevail with along with his angels and legions of by force of those angels. And, you know, there's no accident, you guys. There's no accident. And my heart is just bleeding for your grief and what you went through. But, you know, we all gotta keep moving forward here. And that's why Catherine's on the phone and she has brought us all together. And the light of the world is gonna prevail. All right? I just wanna let you know that. And also I have a little Frenchie. This is what I mean, there's no accidents. That could be me, you know, holding my dog, Lori, because my dog was chipped. I'm not a breeder, by the way. That was a miscommunication there. I own a dog, and he was chipped when he was 2 weeks old.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
He's still alive, and he's smiling and grinning every day, you know, as your dogs were to you. So what you're doing is you're saving my dog. Your dogs, by the information that you all have been projecting out into the planet soul and my dog's soul and other people, dog owner's soul, you know, you're protecting them because, you know, I need to know how to get that chip out of my dog along with everybody else that's listening to this dream.
I think that's going to be the big question. I know in my microchip FAQ with over 80 answers to questions on this, I concluded that it's very difficult to get these out of animals, and that if you do have a microchip implant, what you need to do is every time you pet your dog, you want to feel, you want to kind of squeeze and rub. You know, they like that anyway, right around the neck area where that microchip was implanted. And Jeannie, tell us what you felt when you did that and how you found Leon's tumor.
Well, actually, it wasn't even me, Catherine. It was one of the kids was playing with Leon. And she said, you know, why does he have a lump? And I said, my dog doesn't have any lungs.
And that's literally what it takes. We're coming up in a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everybody. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Imagine a world of no more privacy, where your every purchase was monitored and recorded in a database, where your every belonging was numbered, where someone many states away or perhaps in another country had a record of everything you had ever bought, of everything you owned, of every item of clothing in your closet, every pair of shoes. The world that I just described, where your every belonging is cataloged in a database, may not be that far off. If we move to a world where your every belonging is in a database and can be tracked remotely, we will also move to a world in which your every move can also be tracked and monitored remotely.
If this scenario seems too far-fetched for you, you need to get and watch the videos by Catherine Albrecht entitled On the Brink of the Mark and RFID, Tracking Everything, Everywhere. Call us at 1-800-END-TIME for more information. That's 1-800-END-TIME.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine, but now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now, and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
RFID. Chip in my right hand. And I'll drink that government Kool-Aid when I can. Just be a good little sheeple and buy on command. RFID. Chip in my right hand. No ID chip for illegals, but one for you and me. After all, we're the ones who obey willingly. RFID.
chip in my right hand.
The government says the ID chip is good security. No more sovereign citizen, your inventory. RFID.
Chip in my right hand.
And I drink that government Kool-Aid when I can. Just be a good little sheeple and buy on command. RFID.
Chip in my right hand.
Okay, Mr. Bureaucrat, sir, I'm here for my ID chip injection. Put it there. Ow. It hurts bigger than it looks.
All right. Yeah, that's a sentiment I think we can all relate to. We are talking about microchip implants in dogs. My guest this hour, and I'm overwhelmed with fabulous female guests here. We've got Lori Ginsberg, the owner of Charlie Brown. Of course, we sent out a press release earlier today. It's on the KatherineUlbrich.com website. If you click on press, you can read all about it and see photos of her dog, who tragically bled to death last week after being implanted with a microchip required under Los Angeles County law. We are also joined by Jeannie. She is the owner of Leon the Bulldog. Her website, noble-leon.com. And just finishing up a call with Sally in Los Angeles. Hey, Sally, one thing I did want to say before the break, you were talking about how the forces of good will prevail. And I just want to say I completely agree with you. This is a spiritual battle. I think there's far more at stake than just government tyranny. And ultimately, we really are in a much larger fight than I think most people realize.
Yes, and thank you so much for your courage, Catherine. May I say something real quick?
Yes, and then we've got a bunch of callers I want to get to, so I want to get them equal time
as well.
I just
wanted to know about the chips being activated. Do they have to be activated in order, you know, for the cancerous tumors to occur? And or are they always active? And
well,
what are
activation, yeah, that's a great question. Activation is kind of a computer database process. The chip, when it is injected into an animal, lies dormant until it's stimulated by a reader device. But we don't know how active that chip is. You know, everybody thinks of it as being kind of inert, like a little piece of glass. But the reality is it's a highly responsive radio frequency transponder that picks up and amplifies ambient or environmental electromagnetic radiation. So that may be one of the reasons why these things cause cancer. We don't know, but we do know that it's anything but inert. It's very active, and as I said, it's picking up and sort of centralizing or focusing electromagnetic energy. When your vet or animal shelter brings a reader within range of that microchip, then it emits enough energy that the chip picks it up. That's what wakes the chip up and then causes it to send back its unique ID number, which in the case of animals is a 10-digit numerical code. So that's how they work. As far as activating them in the database, you have to pay an annual fee to have the chip, quote-unquote, active. That really doesn't mean anything. It just means that they store your record in a computer database so that 10-digit ID number is linked to you. So I hope that answers your question. Hey, Sally, I need to run. I want to go on, but I do appreciate your call.
Another thing about the supplements and the herbs that would help with the immune system to prevent the cancers. Is there anything like acupuncture that could help?
You know,
I jump in for a second there, Catherine?
Absolutely. Jeannie. Please do, Jeannie. Yes.
You're bringing up a very interesting point, Sally, with regards to acupuncture, because I have spoken with a very good vet on this topic who also does acupuncture, and I've spoken with a chiropractor who does also acupuncture on people and animals. And I said, when you even implant these microchips, and when some of them are known to migrate, can that end up on an acupuncture, a meridian point, and cause disruption? And they said, yes, probably so, because I know you're asking if acupuncture would prevent some of these problems, but my point here is that these chips might disrupt the energy flow of your dog by being on or near a meridian. And
yeah, the electromagnetic aspect.
Well, as one of the, as someone pointed out to me, she says, you know, when people have a bullet wound or they have a piece of shrapnel or something, those things can interrupt the flow of energy. So it's you know, hand in hand. my guess would be, why isn't, you know, that might be applicable to the microchip implants also.
Hey, Sally, do me a favor here. Draw me a line. In fact, I'm going to ask this to all the women both holding on the line and also listening in the background, thinking of calling in. Draw me an email, kma@spychips.com. And what I'd love to do, I mean, we've got 8 women right now, I think maybe even 9, holding on the line to talk about this topic. And I would very much like to maybe get us all together and strategize maybe in a conference call off the air and really see what we can do to fight
against that. What is
yes.
the website again?
My email address is kma@spychips.com. All of the microchip research I've done is at antichips.com, and Jeannie has a website up at noble-leon.com. Let me quickly jump to Lisa, listening in Austin and holding patiently. Hi, Lisa. You're on the air with Lori Ginsberg and Jeannie. Go ahead.
Hello. I'd like to first say that I'm very sorry to Lori and Ed for their loss. As a pet owner, and I've lost 4 pets to cancer in the last 2 years, and my 5th animal, a dog, has cancer. I can't say I know, you know, for a fact that they developed cancer from the microchip, but one of my pets, a cat, had surgery to remove a tumor, and when I asked the vet, who was located actually in Tustin, California, they refused. And they sent my cat to a crematorium, and then I asked them to hold the body. And when I went to pick him up, they had cremated him without my permission.
Lisa, so, do you mean that you would ask them to check to see if the tumor contained a microchip or was associated with a chip?
Yes. Well, I wanted the chip removed. I had said to them, I want to see, you know, if there could have been something that might have been related, and then I wanted to just have the chip. And then they refused to remove it right after my cat died. He made it through surgery, but then he died a few hours afterwards. So,
now, Jeannie, you had a similar experience of trying to get anyone to listen and pay attention to your concerns.
Oh, well, absolutely, and that was what really added insult to injury to me, because I must commend the vets who helped me. They were very, very cooperative, but then when it came time for me to report the adverse reaction, those that I tried to contact, and actually I wrote a specific piece on Leon's website. It's in a section entitled Leon's Letters, and it's specifically about my efforts to report his adverse reaction. And I called places in the U.S., Canada, France, and England, and I think they all hoped that I was going to go away.
Well, and that's really what it takes, people like you, Jeannie, and you, Lori, to really stand up and be counted and get this information out there. How many other people has this happened to who haven't had the time or the tenacity to follow up? I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We'll be right back right after this.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that America is one of the 2 most talked about nations in the Bible? It's only because we don't know our roots, our origins before we settled North America, that ministers and their flocks cannot identify America in Bible prophecy. That knowledge is essential if we are to understand who Jesus is and why he came into human form. He came to confirm the promises made to the fathers of Israel. But who is Israel? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and who we are by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800 516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call today while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, I want to be a dog. Want to wag my tail. Chase cars and knock over garbage cans. Fight the man who brings the mail. Oh, I want to be a dog. Want to lie on the floor. Chase squirrels and cats, run away from rats, chew your shoe and bark at the door. Oh, wanna be a dog, wanna dig big holes, flirt with French poodles and basset hounds and pee on telephone poles. Oh, wanna be a dog, oh, I wanna sniff ground, scratch fleas and ticks and run after sticks. I just wanna be a hound. Oh, wanna have dog breath, wake the neighbors too. I'll lick your hand, be the best friend a man don't have nothing better to do. Oh, wanna be a dog, I want my nose to be wet. I got a college degree, but all I wanna be is somebody else's pet. Oh, I wanna be a dog, wanna wag my tail. Chase cars and knock over garbage cans, bite the man who brings the mail.
You got to laugh here in that one. All right, we're visiting with Lori Ginsberg. We also have Jeannie, owner of Leon, on the line. And let's see if we can squeeze in two more calls. And I want to bring up Barbara Haywood, who is our political organizer. And maybe all of us women can get together offline and really put our heads together. Hey, you men, too, are welcome. It's not the women's hour. It just feels that way. All right, let me go directly to Malia, listening in Austin, Texas. Hi, Malia. Go ahead. Do we have Malia? Did we lose Malia? We lost Malia. I'm so sorry I left you hanging. We also lost Helena. I think both of you may have given up on me, but if you want to try back, we'll try to bring you right back on. Now let's hear from the male contingent. So glad to hear from a man. We've got Joseph listening in Milwaukee on the Internet. Hi, Joseph.
Hi. Good to be on your program, Doctor.
Great. Great to have you on. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm concerned a lot of different issues about this RFID technology, and I've been informed so much from your research. And I want to commend you for taking that courageous stand, because it seems like as a Christian, I just don't hear enough of this coming from the pulpit or even some of the Christian active communities. And so this the small little, well, not a small issue at all, but this issue in which I feel sorry for the Ginsburgs about the dog, is this a reflection of how we must be that watchman on the wall, that we have to, you know, bring this to attention. I just want to thank you for doing so.
Well, Joseph, I want to thank you for bringing that up. Lori and I have actually prayed together off the air about these issues. Lori, I don't know if you want to respond to Joseph's comment.
I just got an email from him also. I think he's the same man from Wisconsin. I'm very touched by all the support that we have received as a result of your program today, my husband and I. It's really a comfort from the Lord to have so many people concerned for us. And I said, if we can all band together and be one voice, I think that something really good can come out of this. And, of course, you know, God causes all things to work together for good. So.
Absolutely. Hey, Joseph, I appreciate the call and your note of support. And if you want to be part of our little coffee clack that we're putting together, however you say that, drop me an email, kma@spychips.com, or share your email address with Matt, our call screener, when we're off the air.
One question about how can we really follow through with tracking what American corporations have invested into the technology of RFID. I'd like to know who possibly our adversaries are, even in our own backyard. Could you make a comment about that as well?
Well, you know, it depends on which aspect of RFID. Certainly on the microchip implant side of things, there's just a handful of companies worldwide that are profiting from this, and they're looking to profit to a huge extent when they move forward with the National Animal Identification System, or NACE, where they're going to actually be microchipping every animal on every farm in the country, literally hundreds of millions of dogs, sheep, cows. Did I say dogs? I didn't mean mandatory dogs, but certainly horses, cows, sheep, chickens, pigs, and the like. So those companies really stand to make an enormous sum of money off of this. There are companies like Shearing Plow, the Verichip Corporation, Marial. There's other companies around the country. Maybe a good place for you to start would be to read the FAQ that I've put together on antichips.com, and also the Microchip Cancer Report, which goes into extensive detail on which microchips cause that cancer. As far as the broader picture of RFID, generally, you need to be looking out for companies like Walmart and Procter & Gamble. I'd probably put at the very forefront. On the technology side, I'd say IBM, Cisco, Dell, Hewlett-Packard. Those are all major players. So I hope that helps as a starting place. Certainly read the information we've made available free at antichipsandspychips.com, and then you can get a copy of our book, spychips.com, with literally hundreds of footnotes citing companies involved. So I hope that helps, Joseph. Let me just quickly make my way through the phone queue here, because I want to bring up Barbara Haywood. Let's go to Malia. Malia is back on the line. Malia, go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air with Lori Ginsburg, Catherine Albrecht, and, of course, we've got Jeannie, Leon's owner, on the line as well.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you for making this a talking point. I think it's a huge deal that people don't make a big deal out of. And my condolences for Leon, especially. I have a bulldog, and for little Charlie Brown. And I just wanted to say, I don't really have that important of a story. I just wanted to put it out there that education for breeders is so important, because when we went to go get our little bulldog puppy, the breeder had automatically intended to chip all the dogs, and I brought it to her attention, actually your website, and she had no idea how bad it was. So what she did, from us bringing that to her attention, she didn't chip all of the dogs in the breed, and she asked the new owners if they wanted it. And
oh, great.
I think it was it's more about education for people, especially for breeders. And then following up on what you were saying about, you know, how can we bring this more to the forefront? How can we bring more attention to AKC, CKC breeders? And, you know, in Texas, it's not a law to have it done. But, I mean, more than likely, sooner than later, it's going to happen.
Well, let me read you something from the Austin Statesman, at least I believe that. Yes, the Austin Statesman. This is an article out January 19th, so literally just 2 weeks ago. San Marcos makes animal laws stricter. Owner of pets must now put microchips in their pets and ensure they have adequate food and water. Can you believe they put those two things in the same sentence? San Marcos, Texas, quote, strengthened its animal protection laws recently, becoming one of a few cities in the country to require microchips for pets. We also know that El Paso, Texas, is doing exactly the same thing. And unless we nip this in the bud, this trend is going to spread like a contagion across the country. So the time to fight back is absolutely right now.
Well, my next question is, what is our first step? Because I am definitely on board.
Well, to answer that, Malia, let me get, I'm going to have you share your email address with our call screener, Matt, off the line here. And because we only have room to have four people, I guess, at a time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up Barbara Haywood. She's our organizer. We can bring Barbara on? All right, super. Let's bring Barbara on right now then. Hey, Barbara.
Hello,
all looking
Catherine.
To you. You are the political guru. Lead us, my friend.
Oh, thank you so very much for that lovely introduction. And I would just very much like to offer my deepest condolences and my greatest sympathies to Laurie and Ed on the loss of Charlie Brown. He looks like he was such a beautiful, beautiful dog, and I know your hearts must be broken. And also I'd like to extend, you know, my sympathies to Jeannie as well on the loss of Leon. I know it's so heartbreaking to lose, someone, a dog, as a member of the family, so I understand exactly how that feels. In terms of what we can do going forward, it's really important to understand that mandatory microchipping laws are more than just for the quote-unquote protection of animals, or whether or not they'll get lost and you can find them. There are some very real health concerns, as Catherine has pointed out in terms of her cancer research. But also there are some huge privacy concerns and other legal concerns that we want to touch on.
All right, I'll tell you what, hold that thought, Barbara. We'll tackle that when we come back, and we'll talk solutions for the last section of the program. Stay with us.
Imagine a world of no more privacy, where your every purchase was monitored and recorded in a database, where your every belonging was numbered, where someone many states away or perhaps in another country had a record of everything you had ever bought, of everything you owned, of every item of clothing in your closet, every pair of shoes. The world that I just described, where your every belonging is cataloged in a database, may not be that far off. If we move to a world where your every belonging is in a database and can be tracked remotely, we will also move to a world in which your every move can also be tracked and monitored remotely.
If this scenario seems too far-fetched for you, you need to get and watch the videos by Catherine Albrecht entitled On the Brink of the Mark and RFID, Tracking Everything, Everywhere. Call us at 1-800-END-TIME for more information. That's 1-800-END-TIME.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
She was the runt of the litter, and all day long, folks passed her by. I knew right away I had to pick her. She looked up at me with those big brown eyes. I took her home, she ate my couch, and shared herself all over my floors. Despite all that, there was no doubt. I never had a friend like Reaver before. And Reaver, the retriever, always there when I need her. Sent from above to remind me of whenever push comes to shove. Still comes down to love.
Oh man, is that heartbreaking, Lori? I'm sorry to be playing that for you. That's got to be tugging at your heartstrings. We've had a quite a 2-hour program here, and I've gotten a whole ton of email that we have not had an opportunity to get to. Lori, I want to let you know we have received email from people who've said that they had to wipe off their makeup. They were crying so hard after seeing pictures of Charlie Brown, and are definitely empathizing with you through your loss. So just wanted to thank you again for coming on and talking to us.
Thank you so much. It's been quite an emotional week. But I think I can say that I would not have traded the last 6 months for anything. Just having that little guy in our life was really a blessing, and he was worth it, that's for sure.
Let me read you this email from Judy, and then I want to get right back to Barbara, who's going to tell us what to do here. But Judy writes in, "Dear Catherine, I can't open the pictures of Charlie Brown. After reading this, I keep crying off and reapplying my makeup, and I have to go to work tonight. I look like, well, you can imagine. Please pass along my very deepest condolences to Lori. I will send off an email later, but she and her husband will be in my prayers. Also, please keep in touch via email and your show, What We Can Do to Change," and that's an exclamation mark, "this stupid law yesterday, if not today." And that's signed, God bless you, Judy. So definitely we've struck a nerve. I think that Charlie Brown's story is going to unite all of us who have been sort of silently crying and feeling terrible about what's happening, and feeling like we need to resist. And now maybe you've given us the impetus to actually do that. On that note, let me go to Barbara. Barbara Haywood, give us your websites, first of all, Barbara, because I'm sure this hour is going to come quickly to a close, and I want to make sure people get that information.
Well, the first website is dogpolitics.com, which is probably the only political blog for dog owners out there. And if you'd like, you can Google, show me the money, microchips, and political power, just those terms, show me the money, microchips, and political power, which is specifically about the mandatory microchipping of all pets in the United States, a piece I wrote about 3 years ago when I learned of a consortium of pharmaceutical companies and pet product manufacturers that were thinking of, you know, implementing such a policy. So I hypothesized what that would mean to everybody. My other website is My Dog Votes, in which I make political gear for dog owners. So if we can inspire people to get to the polls, especially in their local elections, and when I say local, I mean your local city council, because these are the people who are promulgating ordinances that require mandatory microchipping, mandatory spay-neuter, or other very dangerous procedures for your animals under the guise of, you know, public health protection or animal protection. I do want to say that it's important. This is the number one step that everybody needs to do, and that's to go down to your town council and get a hold of your local animal control ordinance and read it really carefully, because there are all sorts of hidden dangers for pet owners in those ordinances. And also keep an eye on your local paper for any kind of changes in those animal control ordinances. Many people just don't bother paying attention. Oh, it's just a dog law, no big deal. Or they say it's about protecting animals, I'm all for that. Or it's about animal rights, I'm all for that too. But what people just don't realize is buried within these alleged animal rights or protection ordinances are things that can take away your rights as a pet owner. And I want to say owner, and ownership is one of them, by the way, because there's a whole movement to eliminate ownership of all animals and in exchange guardian. Remember, what would happen if you were no longer in charge of your pet or the health decisions for your pet, and that you were just merely a guardian, and the dog or cat was a ward of the state, and then they could require you to microchip or obey a whole set of rules that may not fit with your personal lifestyle or your health views.
So, and Barbara, I'm going to jump in. This is kind of a movement that you've been cautioning our listeners about as a regular guest on this program. This is the movement to make us guardians instead of owners of our pets, so that we would have literally no rights over them. We'd be
right.
Sort of like foster parents, and they could take our pets away from us at any point. And you know, for people who say, oh, that's crazy, I got to tell you, look at what's happening right now, where they're already telling you what you can and can't do with your animal. It hasn't come up in this two-hour program, but in California, actually, they were seriously considering a law that would mandate spay and neutering of all animals in the state. And
that's
did you
right.
know, Lori, that right there in Los Angeles County, that if your female dog becomes pregnant and has a litter, that you're also subject to enormous criminal fines and penalties, that
right.
you have to have a permit. You have to pay $125 and fill out a bureaucratic form if your female dog becomes pregnant. Otherwise, you're also subject to legal penalties. So this is crazy. Barbara, let me ask you. Yeah, Barbara, I'm looking at the clock here. We've only got about 2 minutes left before we're going to wind down. I'm thinking out loud here. What I would love to do would be to have you and Jeannie and Lori and me, because I think we're sort of the four people kind of on the forefront of this issue, get together with all of the listeners who are interested and concerned, all the pet owners, all of the people who care about this, and set up a phone conference for one evening later this week or early next week, and all get together and put our heads together, figure out where we're located geographically. You can give us some guidance on how to find that legislation and our local ordinances. And then let's actually plan to do a little traveling and make up some signs. If people need to get motivated, go to antichips.com and look at the beautiful signs that we put together when we did a prayer vigil to stop human implantation in Alzheimer's patients down in Florida. And I'd love to see a little more action like that. Can you imagine, Lori, if we had posters made up like those at antichips.com of beautiful Charlie Brown? And Jeannie, we could have beautiful pictures blown up of Leon and actually stand outside some of these city councils as they're meeting and say, it's time we say no as pet owners. We're getting together and we're going to hold your feet to the fire and say no to this.
Right.
These are our pets.
What I'd like to also suggest, Catherine, because I know that you have been really on the forefront of legislation that would prohibit human microchipping, is that I would like to see the legislation written to include pets so that the state could not force human or pet animal microchipping against, you know, a pet owner's will or, you know, a person's will. So I think that would be really, really important. And what legislator is going to say no to that? So.
What a no-brainer. And, in fact, we've got lots of friends in various state legislatures around the country working on human microchipping. And I think once stories like yours, Lori, and yours, Jeannie, actually get out and people can put a human face on the research, it's really going to change the way these lawmakers feel. Because it's one thing to look at a cancer report or an academic study like I've published, and a very different thing to look into the eyes of a beautiful animal that has perished because of this technology.
Right. It's very, very tragic, and it's so preventable, and there are so many other issues, privacy and databases, and in hearing about your intro, well, what if there was a database in which they tracked everything? Let me just suggest to everybody out there that they don't need to track you if they're tracking your pet. What if over 80% of all residents of the United States own pets, and what if they required you to chip and track your pet? Then they could just bypass tracking you because now they would have all your data.
That's right, and nobody could even complain because, after all, it's just a dog. And, of course, we all know better.
Exactly.
Hey, Barbara Haywood, dogpolitics.com. I think I got that right. Thanks for joining us this hour, and we'll obviously be doing a lot of work on this. Thank you, Lori. I appreciate your taking the time to come and talk to us. Thank Ed for us, too, for letting us have 2 hours of your time. Thank you,
Lori. I sure will. Thank you so much for everything that you've done.
All right, and God bless you, and I'm sure we will also be in touch. And Jeannie, thank you also for weighing in. It was great to have you on the show, too.
Thanks, Catherine.
All right, we've got our work cut out for us, folks. Drop me an email, kma@spychips.com, if you want to be part of our strategy session. We're going to be getting together via a phone conference here shortly. Meanwhile, thanks for listening. We'll do it all again tomorrow and talk about more freedom-related issues. Meanwhile, may God richly bless and keep you all. Bye-bye.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.